So how is all of this reverberating in Washington? Let's bring in Jonathan Alter. He's covered, what, 9 presidential elections, just published his second book on Barack Obama, which details the 2012 election. It's called The Center Holds Obama and His Enemies. And Jonathan, as you all know, people are saying the center is not holding right now for the president. You've at times defended him. How is this story playing out for him?
Well, on this particular story, I think Americans who haven't been paying close attention, say in 2006, 2007, when New York Times first reported on these surveillance efforts, will be taken aback by revelations of the PRISM program and how extensive the surveillance is. And Americans like their civil liberties, and Obama's president, so it's just another on a list of now that's now getting pretty long of his pretty terrible month.
Well, yeah, because as you say, he's not just president now, whereas George Bush was president then. He was also the candidate who said of the Bush era surveillance, and we've been hearing this line all weekend, that what President Bush chose to do was a false choice between the liberties we cherish and the securities we provide, and he promised to be more transparent.
Well, I think there's some misunderstanding of this right now, and I was involved in the debate about then-Senator Obama's position in 2007, and actually Glenn Greenwald and I debated this issue several times on MSNBC because
Glenn Greenwald, the reporter who broke the story for The Guardian.
Right. Mm-hmm. So Senator Obama's point, which he still makes as president, is that there's a huge difference between warrantless wiretaps, which are, to a lot of people's mind, including mine, are unconstitutional.
Listening in.
Listening in without a warrant, listening in a way that is illegal, that is not covered by legislation. And the program now, which almost nobody says is illegal, is disturbing, but it's not illegal.
It's data mining.
There's a big difference. Congress passed bills expanding the power of the FISA court. Now, my concern and that of a lot of other people, including Obama, in 2006 and 2007, was that what John Ashcroft was reacting to in the Bush administration was that administration's determination to do this without the cover of law, to do it in a lawless fashion.
Right.
And so this, whatever one thinks about it, and I'm very uncomfortable with it, of course, it is legal, and that's a huge distinction. In other words, what is being done in the PRISM program is entirely legal.
Yeah.
And what Mr. Snowden did is entirely illegal. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that as an act of conscience, it wasn't something that was ultimately in the public interest. And certainly, the press would want to have this material and make it publicly available in order for us to make better choices in a democratic society if we still have one.
Yeah. Mr. Snowden, by that you mean 29-year-old Edward Snowden, who said just that. He said it may be that the America chooses to go this route, but they should at least know about it. But as you say, right now, what he's done is illegal, and what the Obama administration is doing with the data mining is perfectly legal because of the FISA court signing off on it.
Right.
I tell you what, we're going to head into a break. We're going to have much more with veteran columnist Jonathan Alter about how the news about data mining of Americans' information is impacting President Obama and Washington, how it's reverberating in Washington. But also, we always want your thoughts. HereAndNow.org on Facebook.com/HereAndNowRadio. You can tweet me at HereAndNowRobin. What do you think of Edward Snowden, whistleblower or traitor? Love to hear your thoughts. Back with more of Jonathan Alter's in 1 minute, Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back. We're spending a few minutes with Jonathan Alter, just out with a new book about the 2012 presidential election. It's called The Center Holds Obama and His Enemies. And many of them are salivating right now, Jonathan, as you know, because of the recent headlines, including the one we're talking about, revelations that the NSA has been vacuuming up data about Americans. You were talking before the break about how the one marked difference is that during the Bush administration, a lot of the surveillance was warrantless and also wasn't signed off on by a court. Now it is. It's legal. What we think about it is different. But I just want to point out that we're reminded that the man who President Obama recently appointed head of the FBI, James Comey, was the one who jumped into John Ashcroft's hospital room years ago and stopped Bush administration officials from authorizing a data mining program.
It wasn't the data mining program that Comey objected to. It was the fact that it was being done in an illegal fashion.
Yeah.
So, look, everybody who has looked closely at trying to stop terrorists, I shouldn't say everybody, but most people who are serious about preventing another 9/11 recognize that there needs to be some data mining. The question is how much, how supervised, how accountable, how transparent. And those are some of the issues that have come up in recent days. This is not actually, there's not actually very much news in this because we've known since for about 6 years that this kind of program was underway.
We really? You think?
Oh, yes. James Risen exposed all this in the New York Times. And so this is all, I shouldn't say all, but the thrust of the data mining program by the NSA has been public information for 6 or 7 years. The extent of it and the extent of the cooperation by telephone companies, computer companies, has not been as well known.
Right.
And I agree that I strongly feel that it's in the public interest to know this additional information so we can have a proper debate.
I think the thing weren't aware of is that this data mining included them. I mean, I think people knew that there was data mining, but they thought it was more closely associated with people suspected of being terrorists. And now we're learning that the way the data mining works is the more material you have, the more you can see the patterns that reveal it.
And that's one of the disturbing things because that's been unaccountable. So what I worry about is there's this slippery slope from what was the NSA's original mission, which was snooping on foreigners, to snooping on people who are talking to foreigners but maybe not doing anything else. So, yes, they are still trying to target only those conversations, emails, and so forth with people who are not U.S. citizens. So if you're only, communicating with other U.S. citizens, you're not likely to be of great interest to them unless there's
something.
Well,
but you still might be scooped up so that they can have this huge base to work
with. Well, they've had, it was interesting that Mark Mazzetti said that the NSA is the largest employer in the state of Maryland. You know, they've had these big years for some time. The NSA, sometimes called the Puzzle Palace, is not as well known as the CIA, but it's been listening for a long time. What's of concern is that it's more often listening to American citizens, and it is doing so in a non-publicly accountable way. But at least it is legally accountable. And this is an important distinction because a lot of people are now saying, well, Obama, he's just as bad as Bush. And it's true that he continued this NSA program. There was no change. In his defense, he never promised to get rid of this program when it came out before he was president. All that he promised to do, which indeed has happened, is to make it legal.
Yeah.
So that you would have to go to a FISA court, a secret court, and I have problems with the lack of accountability of that court, in order to move forward with these surveillance programs.
Look, it's been fascinating to watch how this unfolds politically. You've got strange bedfellows, Glenn Beck and Michael Moore, both calling the leaker of this information, Edward Snowden, a hero. You've got conservative Rand Paul and Bernie Sanders of Vermont, socialist, agreeing against the program. So it's been fascinating to watch that. But here you are, Jonathan Alter. I'm just wondering, from the work that you did detailing the 2012 campaign and the election, do you see some line there in the couple minutes we have that brings us to today. You write about a President Obama who became maybe isolated, sort of in a bubble in the White House at times. You write about a President Obama who was maybe too tentative at times because he didn't want to be seen as the angry black president. I mean, is there anything in your research in 2012 that draws a line to someone who maybe should have gotten out on this sooner? You know.
Well, I think some of what I have, and I try in the center holds to tell people something about a familiar, you know, couple of years on every page that they don't know. I can't give them a money-back guarantee, but this is really an effort on my part to pull back the curtain on the backstory, not just of this administration and the Obama campaign and the Romney campaign and what I call the clown car GOP primaries, but also on events like the bin Laden mission, where I have several new, you know, new details. So in answer to your question, I think that he has some of what he saw after he came to office. The intelligence reports that he gets every day in the PDB, the President's Daily Briefing, would curl your hair if you saw them. And his first job is to protect the United States. And that's his oath. And so but as we saw in this speech last week, he's very conscious of balancing national security with civil liberties. He might not have done it right in this particular program, but at least he's making the effort to strike that balance, which the Republicans, generally speaking, do not.
No. Do you think, just in the couple seconds we have, does this mean his agenda is really off the table? Is he going to be?
No, not at all. I think we're going to get immigration reform. And I explain in the book how his winning 71% of the Latino vote and how he did that makes immigration reform inevitable. But you have to look past to the past before you can understand what's going to happen. And that's what I try to do in the Center Holds.
Jonathan Alter, thanks as always.
Thank you so much, Robin.
Quick break. Back in a minute here and now.
Support for Here and Now comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. The ICA with Barry McGee. Vibrant paintings and installations capture the energy of the street in this 20-year retrospective on view now. ICABoston.org. And Harvard University, whose Harvard Summer School offers courses for high school, college, and adult students to earn academic credit and experience Harvard campus life. Summer.harvard.edu.